Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
I am very comfortable telling you this, and all your listening audience this morning, that it's time for me to come home. And what that means for me is I'm coming back to the place that has supported me consistently for more than a decade through 3 different races, twice for state senate, and once for governor. They also supported me. That's the people of St. Charles County, and it's my intention over these coming weeks to set up the infrastructure and begin a conversation once again with the people of St. Charles County and ask them if they would entrust me to be the next county executive of the third largest county in the state of Missouri.
All right, that was former Senator Bill Igel on this program yesterday, breaking the news that he will be running for county executive. I think that means there are 3 people in the race out there in St. Charles County right now, and we've got former Senator John Lamping on the phone this morning, maybe to get a little bit of reaction to that. John, how are you?
Good morning, Mark, Kim. Nice to be with you both.
Yeah, good to have you on. You know, I was watching with interest the over the weekend the vote for the Missouri Republican chair that former Lieutenant Governor Peter Kinder ended up beating Bill Igel in a pretty close vote. My understanding is a few votes switched at the last minute, so I don't know what all was going on there. But there was some belief on Friday that Bill Igel might be the next Missouri Republican chair, and obviously that didn't happen.
Yeah, even before Bill announced yesterday, I thought that this morning we would talk about what happened over the weekend. It's part of the theme and something we've talked about many times on this show, that, you know, the politically active group of people that support Bill, that, you know, Bill got almost a third of the vote in the governor's race. That, in my mind, represents people who are your listeners. They're right. Grassroots. They're issue driven. They're not happy with government as it exists in Missouri, but unfortunately they're kind of a solid 35% and seemingly not a whole lot more. And I think that the vote over the weekend, though, your listeners should understand that the vote over the weekend was a bunch of political insiders. It's the people who are elected to lead the party at the precinct level, essentially, and that, again, Bill fell short and had 40% or so of the vote. And so, you know, what people need to understand is that, you know, the Governor Kehoe is really just an extension of the Blunt family. The Blunt family is the political machine in Missouri. They don't really bother to spend too much time over here on this side of the state other than to, you know, collect corporate clients, but they don't pay too much attention to the people. But Bill is kind of our last hope in terms of fighting against that machine. And so that leads us to the St. Charles County race, and I think this is going to be a barn burner for sure. Obviously, it's not until August of 2026, but I think what you're going to see is it's no secret that Mike Elam has done everything he could to position himself as an ally of Kehoe's, and this is going to essentially be, by proxy, it's going to be Bill versus Kehoe in that I think Kehoe will marshal millions and millions of dollars into the Elam camp. Kehoe representing, you know, the Blunt machine, and it'll be their final chance to try to knock Bill off. Bill certainly has to win this race to have a future. He can't lose in his own backyard. So I think we're looking at a really dynamic, exciting race. Bill is such a great campaigner, and there's no doubt in my mind, he got off the phone with you yesterday and started campaigning, and he'll campaign throughout, and I think he'll win. I know polling right now shows him at least up by 30, if not more. But but Elam will have access to millions and millions of dollars because there's forces in the state that want to see our version of Republican Party lose its leader, Bill Igel.
Right.
I that feels so dirty to me. I understand that happens all the time. And I wonder, you know, obviously Missouri is a red state. I know that's not always been the case. But do you think Missouri as a whole is ever going to be ready for a so-called disruptor like Bill Igel? Or are we always going to lean more toward the moderate conservative like a Kehoe in this case?
Well, Missouri's long, long history is that is of a Democratic state. Most of the 20th century, it was Democrat, but it was a blue dog Democrat. It was conservative Democrat, pro-life, pro-gun. Baptist was the prominent religion, but Democrat and what they believe in, what most of the state really needs is they need government to build their roads in rural areas, to pay for their schools in rural areas. And that's why most of the time it's the rural areas that have been in the majority. It just so happens that the rural areas today are Republican. They're not reformers. They're not super conservative because they need so much from government, but nonetheless, they vote Republican. St. Charles County is only about it's only about a 10% Republican county when you look at the presidential race. And most of these other counties around the rural counties where Republicans are in control, it's 35, 40, 50% vote in the presidential race for Trump. So it's a hard road to climb. I don't think it'll get there, but it'll take a very strong leader from either this area, one of the collar counties here, St. Charles County, Franklin County, or down on southwestern Missouri. If you look at the congressional delegation, you got Eric Burleson and Bob Onder. Those are the two most conservative, most reform-oriented congresspeople, and that tells you those are the parts of the state that believe that way. But then the rest of them, the majority of the congresspeople, are much more moderate.
Yeah, I don't want to not mention his name. I know Jason Law, the Lake St. Louis mayor, is also running, apparently. I saw where he got a $100,000 contribution from somebody the other day. It was in the Post article. So, I mean, but the early polling, what was sent to me yesterday, very early, obviously, because they haven't even had filing yet, showed Bill with 40% of the support. There was still almost 50% undecided. But he did have an early 30-point lead. I think that's name recognition alone might have a lot to do with that, John.
Oh, for sure. Jason Law, the more people in the race, the better it is for Bill. Bill's 40% of the people that voted for Bill in the mayor's race are going to vote for him in the county executive race. And the fact Jason Law is the mayor of Lake St. Louis and he was on the board of aldermen there, I don't know his politics. He hasn't let his politics be known. But to the extent that he's more of a mainstream Republican, he'll take votes away from Mike Elam. What the Elam camp will do is they will do everything possible to try to draw out another candidate who is who's a lot like Bill Igel. You know, so they'll try to find somebody maybe in the House in Missouri, or they'll try to find a candidate that will take votes away. I think if it was Bill versus Mike Elam straight up, I think Bill would win. But ironically enough, the more people that are like Mike Elam, I think Jason could very much be that way, then I don't think less than 40% of the people are going to vote for Bill Igel. Yeah. And then that plurality will be all that he needs. It'll be a race there in 2025 where it'll mostly be a lot of people doing grassroots campaigning. Obviously, no one spends any money. But when the time comes, when we get to the summer of next year, if Elam has any chance at all of taking out Bill, I think you'll see huge money come in from all around the state to try to take Bill Igel out. That machine is there, and it doesn't want anything to do with a politically activist type approach to government.
Right, right. We're talking to former Senator John Lamping. Back to the state GOP race for a minute. I saw Kinder's comments afterwards saying that Bill ran a good race. I understand he was very active in reaching out to a lot of these delegates. I didn't reach out to anybody, and I didn't make any promises. And he was also asked about you know, it's my belief and the belief of a lot of people at the grassroots level that you should have to answer a questionnaire if you're running for office, and it's how you vet your candidates. It's how you know, you ask somebody if they're pro-life. I mean, if you're not pro-life, I don't think you should be running as a Republican candidate. You should be allowed to ask those questions. Peter Kinder is opposed to that. And there were a lot of reasons why I thought Igel would have been a breath of fresh air in as head of the Missouri GOP. That's just one of them.
Throughout most of the time that Republicans have been in the majority these past 20, almost 25 years now, the Missouri GOP means almost nothing in reality. Like on the year to year, year in, year out, it's more of they've to send delegates to the conventions and things like that, and they have lots of long, boring meetings. And it's candidates themselves that run campaigns. The idea that the Missouri GOP would help you or not help you, it was quite the rebuke, though, of Kehoe. It really speaks to where we are. Normally, when you ascend to the governor's office, the governor pretty much just picks those people. They pick the head of the Missouri GOP and really all of the candidates, all of the lesser offices too, and the party just says fine. The governor gets what the governor wants, kind of like cabinet appointments at the federal level. But there's this, you know, Bill and the group of his supporters is a really strong, vocal, active, thoughtful minority of the party, and they just wouldn't let Keogh get that win. And that's why we're going to have this showdown next summer, and it's going to be fun to watch.
Yeah, it sure will. John Lamping, thank you, my friend. I appreciate it.
Oh, have a good day.
Talk
to you soon.
Great having you on. Appreciate your insight on all that. I had Peter Kinder on my show for years, but I am disappointed with how that race turned out because, once again, like the governor's race, I think you could have had somebody in that office who's going to be a disruptor and demand certain things, and it remains to be seen if Mike Kehoe will be able to pull that off. I don't know.
Get more at 971talk.com.